I just keep wondering, is there no benefit of the doubt given to a black person in public space? Because that, if that is true, if looking at an officer in the eye, or if riding an expensive bike in a black body is a thing that inherently generates suspicion, then that, even more than the incarceration state, is the new Jim Crow. That is what Jim Crow was, that black bodies in public space are inherently suspicious.
Yes, yes. I want to mention two things. One, to a point you brought up earlier, speaking about the political leaders in Baltimore being black. And I think that white supremacy is so insidious and ingrained in this institution that you don't even have to have a white person around, right, to have white supremacy play out.
Just pause for a second.
Sure.
Because what you just said there, I think, is gonna be difficult for some folks to hear, because the discourse of white supremacy can often be an academic discourse that for ordinary folks listening at home, they might say, whoa, did she just call all white people racist?
Right.
So help us out and kind of tease that out a little bit.
Sure, I'll try my best.
I recognize that it is hard on a TV show, but just to...
Yes. Yeah. With an institution like American policing that I believe is founded on anti-blackness, on slave patrols, there are things that are so institutionally ingrained in terms of how we police communities that are anti-black.